With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A Texas church where more than two dozen worshipers were killed in a 2017 mass shooting has been demolished.
It was November 5th, 2017. A gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Then Associate Pastor Mark Collins spoke at a vigil that week.
Satan got one play, and then he fumbled the football.
26 people, including an unborn baby, died that day in the small church south of San Antonio. This worshiper, Terry Smith, last month,
"This is where all of us go when we're missing our loved ones,"
was among those objecting to the demolition. A group of family members went to court and was granted an injunction, but another court paved the way for the structure to come down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged a recent Ukrainian incursion into Russia.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has broken the government's silence on a surprise Ukrainian military incursion into Russia's Kursk border region. In a video address, Zelensky indirectly acknowledged the ongoing military actions. He said the commander of Ukraine's armed forces had sent him multiple reports about the frontline situation and what he called our actions to push the war out into the aggressor's territory. Ukraine's raid into Russia caught Moscow unaware and was an embarrassment to Russian military leaders who have scrambled to contain the breach. I'm Karen Chavas.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain in a joint statement have endorsed the latest push by mediators, the United States, Qatar, and Egypt, to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war. They also call for the return of scores of hostages held by Hamas and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points. This is SRN News. Nicaragua is going after the Catholic Church again.
President Daniel Ortega, a communist, doesn't like Catholic leaders speaking out against his dictatorial reign, and so he's putting a lot of them in jail. A dozen more priests have been locked up in this latest violation of religious liberty in the Latin American country, and it's drawing international outrage. Other priests have been expelled from Nicaragua over the protests of the Vatican and warnings from several governments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris's decision to pick Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as a running mate might hurt her with some Jewish voters. They're disappointed fans of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who is one of Harris's finalists for the job. Some saw him as someone who could help Democrats win a key swing state and also make history as the first Jewish vice president. With his history of winning statewide elections in Pennsylvania, Shapiro was seen as a strategic choice. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closing mixed after driving through the day and a quiet day of trading as markets around the world stabilized following a wild week. The S&P 500 was little changed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite gained 0.2%. The majority of U.S. stocks fell, but a big gain for NVIDIA helped to offset those losses. European and Asian markets were also relatively quiet. Highly anticipated updates on U.S. inflation and retail sales coming later in the week. The Dow was down 140 points today to finish at 39,357. The NASDAQ gained 35 to 16,780. The S&P 500 gained less than a point to 5,344. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.